This was the view that they had 100 years ago, that the rule was a kind of a something that just all by itself appeared, see? And it just was there, and it came out of nowhere, so to speak. It was a special gift of God, a kind of miraculous thing. Well, now, actually, there is a little more to it than that. And I think it's not derogating from the rule of Saint Benedict to say that there are other things in the background, see? I mean, to get a comparison, what I mean by this, we talk about these knobs out here, see? Now you look out the window and you see five knobs, see? And they look in a certain way. I mean, you see a big one with a fire tower on, and then you see a sort of little pointy one, and then you see a long one, and then you see the lake knob, and then you see something that's over, another one over there. And they all look a certain way from here, see? And somebody says, "You've seen the knobs?" "Sure, I've seen the knobs. Seen them out the window, seen them from the cemetery." If you go and climb on the fire tower, you see a completely different picture of those knobs. And you see them, you see, for example, that the one that looks like a little pointy one in the middle is actually a long, narrow one going in that direction. See? And you see that these knobs here are in the middle of a very complicated landscape of knobs. And if you look at the map, they got all sorts of funny names like Wolf Knob and so forth. And you look way over there towards the Bernheim Forest, and you see knobs and knobs and knobs all over the place. And you get quite a different picture of the thing. And it's important to have this different picture. You say, "Oh, what do I care what knobs there are behind him?" Well, he's not here today, but somebody who recently made profession and went over to the professor's side, not one of the younger ones, went for a walk one day. One feast day, he got permission, he went for a walk, see? And he went around one of the knobs. I don't know which one. I guess he went over back of the lake knob. See, he got over the other side of the lake knob and kept on going. Or at least he thought he was the other side of the lake knob. Probably where he was in McGinley's Hollow. If you get in McGinley's Hollow, you're really in a mess. So he said, "Well, I'll turn around now and go back to the monastery." And so he turned around and started going where he thought it was back to the monastery. Walk, walk, walk. And pretty soon he came to a big highway. But it was the highway between New Haven and Bardstown. About that point, he was about 5 miles from the monastery. And so then he started hoofing it up the highway towards Smith Corner. And then somebody saw him and said, "You're a monk, aren't you? You want to go to the monastery?" So in other words, it's pretty good to know what's behind these knobs that you see here. And then another reason for that, I mean, this comparison is for the rule of St. Benedict. We see the rule of St. Benedict always the way we see these knobs. See, we look at them, just as we see the knobs from the monastery, so we see one side of the rule of St. Benedict. Now, what happens when you see one side of the rule of St. Benedict like that all the time, is the same thing that happens when you look at the knobs all the time. What happens when, it's a very fine monastic thing to have knobs out there, always there, always there, they never move away and so forth. But what happens? Well, they become a kind of a mirror, see. Those knobs out there now, for everybody in this room, or even though you may only have been in the monastery for a few months, those knobs are already impregnated with all kinds of associations, see. For each individual, those knobs are part of you. I mean, the knobs that you see, as you see them, not the real objective knobs, but the knobs as seen are part of your life, see? And there are all kinds of experiences of your life that are the knobs are saturated in those, in your own experience. You can remember funerals or moments when you were walking out there on a day of recollection and got a special grace, or the things I remember most about these knobs were the days when I used to walk out there when we had the tricentenary. I used to walk in the cemetery saying the psalms and looking at the knobs. See? Well, that's what sort of comes back. But I mean, all sorts of things come back to you. And those knobs actually are Gethsemane for you, see? But the point is that this gets to be a very subjective thing, you see? And what you're doing is you are, it's like the Telstar or something like that. You're bouncing your own noise off the knob, you see? You are projecting your own experiences onto the knob, and then when you see the knobs, you get yourself back. Now, that's what we do with the rule of St. Benedict. See? We have a tendency to take the rule of St. Benedict, and it becomes simply a kind of a sounding board for our own monastic experience. So that if you don't see...